or online at hannahsbetterbeds.com. Thank you, St. Louis. Hannah's and Comfort Air. Better beds means better sleep.
The difference is in the details. Try out the D-Series lineup of skid steers, track loaders, and mini excavators at John Deere and Herb Equipment. John Deere D-Series compact equipment comes with many customer-inspired improvements, like a quieter ride, more spacious cabs, and an industry-exclusive cooling system. John Deere and Herb Equipment are committed to you, the customer, now and in the future. For more, go to Herb, that's E-R-B, equipment.com. Now's the time to make the change to John Deere and Herb Equipment.
Attention players, Casino Queen now has $2 blackjack and 25-cent roulette, plus the loosest slots in the country. Have more fun at Casino Queen. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Game subject to availability.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Don't miss Kohl's three-day incredible Christmas sale. Shop over 150 power hour specials Friday 3 p.m. to midnight and Saturday 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Kohl's, expect great things.
It's hip to be square. So hip to be square. Hip, hip, and everywhere. Hip, 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 and everywhere.
414 at the Big 550 KTRS. Good afternoon. It is the large morning show in the afternoon. It's time now for Joe Hipperson. He's going to tell you what's going on around St. Louis this weekend. And he's brought to you by Oric. They have 7 locations around the St. Louis area. Stop in, tell them you're AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that, and they'd appreciate us. Oric proudly presents Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
What's up?
Not much. What's, you know, I think that's the only time we've ever done that before.
Said what's up?
The friendly what's up.
Informal greeting?
Yeah, I get that from all the rest of you. Tina, Dan, I mean, Frank, all you guys, Ian. Never has Bill just been like, hey, what's up?
Well,
you
know, that, like, was, we're that was all part of my stretching so that you could get in here and get situated.
I knew
you
do that.
Showed up at the very last second. But was, you made it.
Was I in the studio before my intro music started?
It walked in as the music was playing.
That is so inaccurate. That is, you know.
No, I believe it. Was that accurate? Right? Yeah? Oh, no, now the rest of you aren't going to chime in.
It was close.
It was very close.
Okay.
You know, Why don't you get the coffee afterwards? Yeah. Would that make your time less stressful?
I understand what we're doing right here. We're basically showing to millions of people that tune in that
I'm
irresponsible.
No, I'm just saying.
It's an intervention.
You never know if they're going to be real busy or if you're going to stand in line and wait.
No, this is very, very
true. I wouldn't want to put that pressure on myself. I'm always, I never give myself enough time to get anywhere.
I'm
ever.
Guessing Joe thrives on.
I enjoy that little bit of, you know.
Panic?
Yes. Yeah, I embrace the panic in a huge way. In fact, when it comes to time, I'm always just off the map right now with time. So I have yet to change most of my clocks back.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
And the reason for that is I enjoy the bonus hour in a huge way because I love it. Like, I'll go around the corner into the kitchen. There'll be a clock on the kitchen wall, and it'll be nighttime, and I'll walk around. And be like, 2 a.m. Oh, it's bonus hour. It's only 1 o'clock. Nice. Now I've got another hour before I can hit that panic mode because it's 2 a.m. I need to be going to bed. So I do that on purpose, and it's the same in my car. I'll be driving around. And be like, Oh, wait a minute. Bonus hour. Nice. That's a good gift I give to myself. I give myself that bonus hour for quite a while.
Yeah, I used to try to do that with clocks around the house or in the car. You'd set it 5 minutes or 10 minutes. But I always know it never works.
That's the problem. I realized that. I did that, Bill. I figured, okay, I'll make my clock about 5 or 10 minutes too fast, so I'm always on time. But you can't erase it from your memory that you've done that.
Oh,
so
you're,
I'm not on time. I'm so late now. I mean, so if you do a full hour and you never mess with the clock, then you get yourself that bonus hour and you kind of forget it because you know that it's around, you know, half past the hour. It's about quarter till something. So the 30, the 45, that doesn't throw you. It's the actual full-on hour. I'm telling you, the bonus hour plays. It's
and you've been
thing.
Doing it for like a month, so you can't change now because then that'll really
screw it up.
Because I won't. I'll be second-guessing everything. Wait, did I do the bonus? Oh, so this isn't a bonus hour. What time is it? I'm like, then I'll be calling time and temp, like constantly, just to get the right time. I won't even look at a clock. I won't trust a watch anymore. I'll only call to get the time. And then I'll be like 3 minutes in waiting for the time. So I give you that 40,000-second-long commercial before you think exactly what time it is.
So what time do you think it is right now?
I have no idea. That's the best part. I can't even gauge by the sun anymore because we're all dreary, dark and gray, and I love that. So I'm happy, and I'm panicked, and I love it. So my calming tea, which I had to pick up, is not really doing any calming things for me.
But, you just got it. You haven't had a chance to say.
You know what?
Yet.
Tina's right. Maybe I should do it after I do the show. Then I get all amped up. I get all crazy. I'm here with Bill, and I'm trying to, you know, work with the fact that Bill's going to expose to everybody that I showed up right when my theme music played, which makes me look like a complete lame, you know. Bill, if you weren't so attractive, I wouldn't, you know, I'd just have to rail against you right now. Because of your sweetness.
Rail against me?
No, because of your sweetness, because of how nice you really are. I'm just going to back off. I'm not going to, you know, nice. Make you an issue of us.
I would have to let you borrow my glasses, Joe.
Listen, I just was taken aback at the start of this segment when you're like, hey, what's up? Bill has never been that friendly
He's
with me.
He's softening in the Christmas spirit.
I appreciate that you're wearing red today, you know, some Christmas color.
I'm trying.
Good.
I'm really trying. I put up a Christmas tree and everything.
You know, I put up three Christmas trees.
Yeah.
I put up three trees.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm rocking it, man. Rocking it. Like, I got a black one, a red one, and a white one. It's good stuff, man. Same colors as the white stripes, by the way. And that was not planned. It just kind of happened by accident.
Hey.
Yeah, so it's going to be a white stripes Christmas. Good stuff. All right. Bill, you're awesome. I just want to put that out there.
Thank you very much.
Do you want me to get you something for Christmas?
Nope. Don't need anything. Don't need anything.
Do you notice you didn't even think about that?
No,
that was.
I don't
even think about it. Do you say that to everybody?
I even feel like my mother sent me a text message the other day and said, "What would you like for Chris?" Well, I don't need anything. I don't need. So I replied. I said, "How about Maria Sharapova?" That was what my reply was.
That's a really realistic present.
And she said, "I don't think so."
Who's Maria? Who's
she's a very hot tennis player.
You know,
Maria Sharapova. Oh, you don't know Maria Sharapova?
No, all I know is that it's very twisted when you tell your mother that you need
something
for some kind of sexual gratification. You thought your mom, come on, man.
If she can deliver her with a big bow on her head to the Christmas tree, I don't care.
Maria doesn't hold a candle to Anna Kournikova. I'm sorry. It's
you're right.
Not
Anna Kournikova is pretty hot.
Not
and Maria
close.
Is about, 6'2", 6'3"?
Perfect. That's perfect for me.
For you? Oh, yes.
Like 4'10". We just roll over.
Mom, I need a Maria Sharapova and a ladder.
You know, a girl's got to be just so hot that she's a tennis player, you say. Okay?
Yeah, yes.
All right, now check this girl out, because a girl's got to have a certain level of hotness if anytime I go to see a highlight reel of said person doing what they're known for, they're going to be really sweaty and kind of musty looking.
She's hot.
There's got to be a certain... I mean, Anna Kournikova has got the hotness factor to where it doesn't matter if she looks all sweaty and musty, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, just, yeah. Because there's certain areas that you just don't need must. And if she doesn't have the hotness, that mustiness is a real big turnoff. So you can show me exactly how hot this girl is.
I'm working on it. I'm going to get you a picture.
Okay, Sharapova is hot.
Okay. All right, so Ian is now showing me a photograph of how hot this girl is.
Hey, she's on a lot of commercials for, I forget the name of the Canon.
Canon.
I don't know what particular
like the Canon
camera
sure
it is.
Shot or something.
Yeah. Sweet fancy Moses. My God. Are you serious?
You don't like her?
I would take a shower in her sweat.
That's
what I'm saying. I don't care. We can play tennis, and she'll have her play tennis over a steel grate. And I'll just stand underneath it, showering in her sweat. I would. My God, Bill, really?
Hey, you want to use my phone to text message your mom for you?
Well, it might be worth it now that I've seen the image. My God. Well, you know what? I do hope that if you get what you're looking for this Christmas, that you believe in sharing with friends.
Find her under a tree with just a bow.
Interesting. And if your mom delivered with just a bow, there's got to be some awkwardness, because the drive there, she would have been naked with your mom. That's just bizarre, man.
It's
you got to really think this one.
The Christmas Vacation scene where Clark Griswold asked for his boss with a big red bow under the tree for
Cousin Eddie
when he got it for. I hope mom doesn't abduct poor Maria Sharapova.
You
got to
have a real meltdown. You got to have a meltdown moment. Have somebody like somebody like me really wants you to be happy for Christmas, Bill, because it bothers me when a guy's so instant, just without any thought. No, I don't want anything. I'm totally satisfied. There's nothing I want.
I don't want to inconvenience anybody. I don't need
anything. Just, you know, you probably don't even take compliments well, do.
No, you know what I did ask for? This is honest to God. I asked for a paper shredder. That's what I needed.
You're in your 30s, Bill.
A paper shredder.
Stop this, man.
That's one of those things that I would never buy. I wouldn't buy it. I walk by it at the store. I go, I could probably use that. I'm not buying it. So there you go. That's the gift.
I bought you a case.
What
do
you
got?
You can't ask your mom and dad when you're in your 30s for Christmas gifts. I'm sorry.
If they ask you,
I'm in a whole bunch of trouble right now. That's all I'm going to say. My God. Well, why not? I'm going to get them a gift. Why can't it be an exchange? It's Christmas.
I don't know. I just feel awkward asking. I always
tell everybody what I want.
I don't feel like I need anything. I think I have everything that I need.
Well, we've all got different opinions about
nice
that
new outfit maybe or something.
Yeah.
Is that a little sweater?
You trying to say I need a new clothes?
Well, no, not necessarily. But
some hoodies or something? Yeah,
maybe
something you wouldn't buy for yourself necessarily.
Yeah, that's what you do. The weird things. Yeah, the things for me, a guy like me, there's certain CD or DVD box sets that maybe I'd really like to have, but I know if I spend money on that, then I'm... That's what you ask for, the little things, things you don't need. That's the point, Bill. You're like, well, I don't need anything. That's what you ask for, the things that you want, not the things you need. You are going to purchase the things you need, and you have people give you the things you want.
I don't.
That's how it works.
This is why I don't usually put up a Christmas tree. The whole thing confuses me.
Oh, man. I feel sorry for Bill. You know, you can't compliment him, because if you compliment him, he'll give you an insult, because he'll feel that somehow it's some kind of sarcastic thing. You're just way too bad. I want to hug you, Bill. I just want to hug you and not let go until December 25th. That's my gift to you.
I'm calling my therapist.
So, if we're going to do this segment, the weekend reports, here's how we'll do it. Last week on Black Friday, I was unable to give any report on the movies, whatnot, they're opening up. So right now, we have no major new releases this weekend. But I mean by major is no massive across the country releases. There's a couple of new films and some art house flicks that you might want to check out. For example, if you think that Brothers and Sisters Getting It On is interesting, there's a movie called Shame. You could check that out and then check yourself into a mental hospital. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. This movie's getting tons of critical acclaim. It's called Shame. And yeah, it's about a brother and sister and how much they love each other.
I have an art house flick I can throw in. I don't know when it opened, but we saw it last week at the Plaza Frontenac Theater. The Revenge of the Electric Car.
And what did you think?
I liked it. I mean, we saw the first one. I think it was Who Killed the Electric Car, and it was about, I think, one of the car dealers. A GM in the 80s had a EV1 that was supposed to be an electric car, and they ended up killing it because a lot of people like gasoline. Mm-hmm. And so this is kind of what now a lot of the electric cars coming back. It's the revenge. It's a very good documentary.
Does this have anything to do with the new glasses you're wearing? Art house flicks and things?
No, because I saw it before the I saw the original without the glasses. So
he said, Angelo, let's go to Frontenac and see the electric car movie.
I don't know what's going on. I'm trying my best to keep cool, right? And just be a cool guy. You got the glasses going. You look like you should be, you know, where's your, like a...
Falling down.
I said I'm embracing my inner hipster.
Okay, all right.
He's going to start shooting everybody pretty soon.
I can see that.
Michael Douglas.
Yeah, if he doesn't get the cheeseburger the right way.
Or write an article about it.
Do you want to go down to Starbucks with your laptop, still typing your novel?
Yes.
What are you wearing, black, too? What's wrong with you, man? And then you got Bill, who's fantasizing about paper shredders. I mean, you guys need...
I never said I was fantasizing about.
We got to get out of here and just get wasted, okay? And just have some all fun and be guys, okay, who don't get into paper shredders and art house flicks with their glasses about electric cars, okay? If you want to see a movie that maybe you were like, Black Friday, and the craziest of Thanksgiving, the movie that I'm just going to recommend, I'm sure everyone's talked about it over and over again, but the Muppet movie is fantastic. It is brilliant.
You're darn right it is.
There's not a single thing wrong with this film.
We're going tonight to watch it.
I got weepy. I really did. I mean,
wow.
I really did.
At the end?
No. Oh. I did not get weepy at the end. I got a little emotional during a scene where there's two of them, actually, but the first one was when Kermit the Frog is walking down the hallways of his home, and he realizes that there's something more he could have said, because now all he has are pictures in his head.
Oh, with the picture frames, yeah.
And he's going through his memories and whatnot, and his friends are all gone, and he didn't do anything to change that. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, oh, my God. Now, at this magic moment, as I'm seeing this movie on opening night with my kids, my six-year-old looked at me, and he's like, hey, Dad, he's kind of depressed like you. I'm like, whoa, that's not great.
Wow.
I thought that's probably when the tears were almost about to just pour out. I'm like, oh, my God.
Man.
But then, during the wonderful song, Am I a Muppet or a Man?
Yes.
That was just great. The music in this film is awesome. And if you've never checked out those guys, the Flight of the Conchords show, I mean, all the music was done by the guys that do the music for Flight of the Conchords. The people that put this film together have only ever put together R-rated comedies before, and it's amazing to see what they did and how they kept it so pure. Great movie, great times, good family fun film. And if you are having some areas of your life where you're a bit sad, you might break down just a couple times.
You know, I was going to mention this later, but they were talking about how it's the best reviewed movie of the year on that. Is it Rotten Tomatoes? Is that the name of the website?
Yeah.
It's got like a 98% approval rating.
That's
incredible.
Only like hipsters with glasses that don't need them, like Ian, would maybe get a little bit critical because not all the original voice actors are doing the voices now.
I got to tell you, though, I'm a huge Muppet fan, and Kermit and Piggy both sound pretty darn close.
Piggy really sounded close.
Jim Henson.
Hey, look, since Jim Henson has passed away, they have not nailed Kermit right until this, in my opinion,
man. I agree.
I mean, it sounded right on.
Isn't there a son involved with that? Jim's son?
I don't know.
Jim's son has been involved, but he's not the voice.
Okay.
He's not the voice at all. Other things you might want to look for, concerts. For example, tonight you've got Bug Chaser at a place called El Lineder. I can't pronounce the place. There you go. Nervo will be over at Europe Nightclub. The Heavy Anchor has Footlight Frenzy. And Psycho Beach Party will be over at Lemons this evening. And if you want to see a concert Saturday night, the Trip Daddies, very, very cool band. The Trip Daddies have a CD release party at Off-Broadway. Light Up the Darkness over at FUBAR. The Firebirds got Eric Moore and the Strumalongs. The 999 Eyes Freak Show will be over at Cicero's. Paget's got Mama's Pride over at Pops on Saturday. Bare Knuckle Conflict and Fashion Bomb over at Pops. Peabody Opera House has got OAR and The Fray. And Dirty Thoughts on stage at Lemons on Saturday night. If you have heard me talk about things that are very nerdy on the show before, you won't be shocked for me to remind you that the Star Trek exhibition is still going down at the Science Center. This Friday, that would be tonight, they're doing the Star Trek First Fridays. From 6 to 10 p.m., you can come by, discounted price, 12 to 14 bucks. You can meet a guy named Jeff Lewis. He can actually teach you how to do proper Klingon makeup.
Just
putting that one out there. Also, if you stay after 10 p.m., the Omnimax is going to do a free showing of Star Trek First Contact, the best reviewed next generation Star Trek film that was ever put out. And last but not least, I have a feeling if I say something that I'm going to get a reaction out of one person in this wonderful studio. So I'm just going to put out, It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life.
Choose those battles!
There we go. All right, so if you're a fan of It's a Wonderful Life, but maybe you don't have the time to sit down and watch the entire film, I don't know why you would be in that situation, but maybe you just want a really quick, streamlined version of It's a Wonderful Life, I've got something for you. There is a place. It's called the Magic Smoking Monkey Theater. Now, the Magic Smoking Monkey Theater is putting on the one-hour It's a Wonderful Life, a shorter and sharper take on a very classic Christmas tale. Performances start this weekend. They go through next weekend. They're on Friday and Saturday nights, 8 o'clock and 10:30 p.m. on Friday and on Saturday. It's going down at the J. Scheidegger Center for the Performing Arts on Lyndon Woods University campus. For information, you can go to stlshakespeare.org. Again, tickets $10 to $15. It is a one-hour It's a Wonderful Life performance. They've cut out a little bit of this, that, and the other, and they give you just what you need. It's actually really, really cool. I get to see a bit of a demo reel of what they've done. It's really fun, and it's in good taste, and it's, you know, it's fun for everybody, but might be kind of a hipster thing to do if you decided now you want to wear really thick, dark glasses and wear black and just, you know, be really
there are people who refuse to watch that movie because it's in black and white, and that's absolutely ridiculous. That is such a great movie. I know they play it all the time on television.
I've never seen the whole movie.
I love the movie.
From beginning to end.
Every Never time, I always cry at the very end.
Oh, yeah.
Always. When they're bringing in the... Me and my paper shredder are sitting there in tears.
The line is, to my big brother George, or to my brother George, the richest man in town. That part, the way that Jimmy Stewart looks
at that guy. His friends coming in and
he's
bailing
surrounded
him out. Absolutely.
When he says he's the richest man in town, it has nothing to do with money. And he finally gets it. And when his eyes just take that in, I lose it, man. It's like Field of Dreams playing catch with his dad. I do.
My glasses are fogging up right now.
Oh, boy.
You know what?
I like the Bishop's Wife.
And I'm out. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay,
Thank you very much. This is Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS. Hip on Entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
All right.
My brother, the richest man in town.
Oh, goodness. There's Joe. He's brought to you by Oryk. Oryk.com is the website. 7 locations around St. Louis. Again, Oryk.com. I have 2 lines flashing. I have no idea which is which. Okay, here we go. This is Mr. John Londoff. Hello, sir. How you doing?
So a lot of communication going on in there today, huh?
A little bit.
Call it that.
A little bit.
Or miscommunication.
Who's on the other line?
Nobody. Nobody now. I just saw 2 lines flashing, and now we know which one was you.
So how are you today?
Good. Good. Happy to be here. Did you have a good... I haven't talked to you since last week. Did you have a good holiday?
Unbelievable.
Good.
Unbelievable Thanksgiving. Ton of family and great food.
Yeah?
And, yeah, loved it. Just
good.
Love Thanksgiving. Love good. The holidays. I don't even remember my dad, though. He was a great guy, but wasn't a holiday person.
Really?
Really?
Just because, you know, the automobile business... years ago, wasn't that good in November and December. Now it is. I mean, from day to day, week to week, month to month, the consumers come out and buy.
Mm-hmm.
We just had a great November. So thank you to so many of the AM and the PM listeners that came in and hopefully had an unbelievable experience here buying a car, new truck or a pre-owned vehicle.
Somebody named Liz called and was raving about you.
Yes, she was.
She was driving a 2012 Cobalt, I believe.
Cruise.
No, Cruise. Yeah, Cruise.
Yeah, the Cruise, Tina.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. Yeah, if you were perfect, we all probably wouldn't love you as much as we do.
Oh. Well, that's a compliment if I've ever heard one. Holy cow.
Backhanded compliment.
David, at Christmas.
Good.
Okay, I think.
Hey, John, let me ask you something. If somebody came in there and they wanted to buy a new car, and but they wanted a gigantic bow on top of it, could you take care of that?
Yes, of course. I'm pretty sure we already have the
bows ready to go?
The bows around the car.
I'd like to have one of those. What if I just wanted the bow?
It comes with the car.
You got to buy the car.
Yeah, you got to buy the car.
And you can't buy like one of the $50 cars out of parts, you know, one of the model cars. I mean, we're talking about a full-size
vehicle. Okay, now I know.
Full-size vehicle.
All right. So what else is going on?
Now that Frank's not on the air, what should I do about, I mean, thinking about, you know, letting them drive a vehicle?
Letting Frank drive a vehicle?
Well, I know
like
he wants
the Corvette?
A Corvette, but that doesn't make any sense to do with the Corvette.
No, I don't think it does either.
No, because we're talking, what, a little bit of snow maybe next week or something like that?
Are we? We're talking snow next week?
I don't know.
We're not.
I thought they were talking maybe Sunday night or Monday. I don't know.
Well, we are into talking. December, you know.
Yeah. You know what, John? Why don't you let us drive one for a while, and then we can tell Frank about it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You want to test drive the
drive? He'd love that.
Yes, we'll test the drive Frank's test drive.
I think he would get the biggest thrill if you gave all of us in the room cars to drive around for a month.
And then we can tell him about it.
And we can tell him. Because you think about it, what's better than just one Landoff car out the roads that we are, you know, kind of advertising?
You could give one of us us a cruise to drive. You could give one of us a Camaro.
Maybe a Volt.
Or a Volt.
I'll take a truck with four-wheel drive.
Silverado. There you go.
You know, let me think about this, okay?
You asked. You asked, buddy.
Crunch the numbers.
You asked.
Crunch the numbers.
Sharpen your pencil.
There's no numbers to crunch. He just lets us use them.
Just to having four vehicles out of the dealership at a time, you know, maybe has to figure out inventory and things like that.
Oh, I guess.
And you could put signs all over them.
Yes.
Yeah. And the new Equinox, one of us could get the new Equinox. That's a really sharp
And then you'll have four limited edition barely used cars to sell to our listeners.
Yeah, we can autograph them.
Autograph them.
I like all the ideas you all come up with. Those are fantastic.
Thank you.
Equinoxes, we got like three transports in the last 2 days.
Oh, those are fun.
I like the new Equinox. It's really
Equinoxes.
Nice.
Oh, they're an unbelievable car. And reach out to my friend Mary Green, okay? And she's here buying a Silverado pickup truck, and Dan Green, or her pop, and good buddy of mine, Phil Brown. So this is a really cute young lady that likes to deer hunt, and she pulled her iPhone out, and it had a camo cover on it. Is that too cool?
That is
cool.
Wow. Did it make a duck noise?
No.
So you can make a phone call, and they can't detect you.
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
On your cell phone, call my cell phone real quick.
Call it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, he sure changed the subject from that.
I know what he's doing because
You notice that?
I've been in there when his cell phone has gone off. Hang on here, John.
He's got the same on hers, too.
She does?
Yep.
Dan is now calling John Landoff.
Debbie Cruises for $16,900. Malibu's for only $16,900 for the hottest car in America. $16,900.
There we go.
For Cruise. $18,900 for the Malibu.
Ah, oh, look at that.
Now let's hear the cell phone.
Nothing screams Hoosier more than having a duck call on your cell phone.
just no passionate. Comment. A passionate duck call.
Camel seat covers, too, huh? But, we're having a great day today. Huge weekend going. 15-5. For Silverado regular cab pickup trucks, $18,900 for Silverado extended cab pickup trucks, and the pre-owned department, unbelievable deals. Just 0% financing available, rebates as high as about $6,500, $10,000 off HD heavy duty 3/4 ton Silverado diesels. That's $10,000 off. You're sitting down. You better be sitting down if you want to buy a diesel Cecil. $10,000 off.
A diesel Cecil.
You want to buy a diesel Cecil.
I have no idea where that came from. That's the line from about 1,000 years ago. So, yeah. But so what are you guys doing this weekend?
Good question.
My daughter has cheer practice, and then she has to cheer a hockey game for Oakville.
Cool.
Oakville Junior University.
The Whitfield Warriors play Priory, 9:30 Saturday evening at the Brentwood Ice Rink.
Wow.
Coach Jimmy Campbell and myself coaching the high-flying Whitfield Warriors.
High-flying.
The Blues play Chicago Saturday night here.
And the Blues also play tonight, and they say David Perron is coming back tonight.
Is he coming back tonight or tomorrow night?
That's I thought they said tonight.
You know, you're going to forget just how unbelievably talented that kid is.
That guy's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's exciting. Good stuff. You know, it just goes to show, some leadership, coaching. Ken Hitchcock's come in and taken a great group of talented kids, and they're responding. And let's hope it continues. What would it be to follow up a baseball World Series, a St. Louis Cardinal World Series, with the St. Louis Blues Stanley Cup?
I think we should do it.
That'd be good.
I don't know if my heart can take it. I'll find out, though.
We never expected to get the World Series. I still can't believe that the Cardinals won the World Series this year. It's so hard for me to grasp. And now, in June, we can be celebrating with a parade down Market Street with the Stanley Cup.
Wait. What about February when the Rams win the Super Bowl?
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
That's right. No.
Sorry, I was thinking of something else.
Probably in January.
Who is this guy that fills in on Friday?
I don't know.
Who is that stuff?
He likes having the Rams being a punching bag.
You love the Rams, but man, you know what? And you look at their games, and a lot of those games are just one or two or three plays. From a victory.
So, I feel so bad for them.
Really, haven't been too many games that they've been absolutely just blowing out of. But it's tough. You know, last year you thought that they would really they would come on strong.
I do like that Sam Bradford. I like him a lot. I feel bad for him sometimes when I watch on Sunday. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this guy is so talented. And then what do we get?
Kurt Warner had a good defensive offensive line in front of him.
Yep.
And he got hit hard.
Yeah.
And then he'd stand in the pocket and he'd launch, those footballs to Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt.
Mm-hmm.
And he had he had four unbelievable, receivers. And he'd still get
Bradford doesn't have any. No.
He's out there on his own.
Yeah. But kids, we're open late tonight. Please mention that you're AM or the PM. We'll make sure you have an unbelievable experience, one like none other, buying a car. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of very talented professionals here. There is a guy on TV that does his, he really shouldn't do his own TV commercials, a Chevy dealer.
Who is it?
I mean, go get an ass, somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously. I mean, that's the reason I started doing TV, and I never wanted to do it. I have a face for, I really have a face for radio, but that's all I'm going to say for now.
All right.
We're open late. Interstate 270. At the Washington Elizabeth exit, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. My son Sam's driving back from University of Dayton to go duck hunting. He's got the duck fever. Driving 6 hours from Dayton. Going to duck hunt tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon, turn around and drive back.
That's fever.
That's a crazy duck hunter for you, but so drive safe, Sammy. And you guys have a great, great weekend. Oh, check us out online at lawenough.com.
Okay.
24/7. Thank you.
All right. Have a good weekend, John.
Have a great weekend and be safe. Drive safe out there, everyone.
Yeah, John. All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
I bet I know the guy he's talking about.
Yeah.
I bet I know.
Who is it?
Well, I'll tell you when we go to commercial.
I think I know, too.
Why don't you tell us?
I'll tell you when we're in commercial.
This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Frank Ladd. How's it looking from up there, Frank?
Well, it's hazy this afternoon, Tina. It's hazy this afternoon. A lot of clouds moving in. A lot of low cloud into this area, in the St. Louis area. Eastbound Highway 40, we're running right up and across the Poplar Street Bridge. No delays. Westbound 55-7, and do have a slow pocket right at the Poplar. Eastbound Highway 70, slow going now between Adelaide and 10th Street. Westbound 40, headed out of the city, is slow at the Science Center out to McCausland, and again Spady to Mason, and a pocket out by the Airport Road out to the Moon Bridge. 270 southbound, pockets of heavy traffic now, Ladue to Big Bend. 70 westbound, a heavy pocket between Mid Rivers and T.R. Hughes. 270 eastbound, heavy now between Lindbergh and New Flores. We're headed up to check out an accident southbound on Lindbergh at McDonald. reportedly has the three left lanes closed southbound and the two left lanes closed northbound. That's Lindbergh at McDonnell. Southbound on the Interbelt, you start to slow between Del Mar and Brentwood. This update brought to you by the Burlington Coat Factory. It's cold outside, so come into Burlington today for great warm weather coats at incredibly low prices. Nobody has more coats and more brands than Burlington Coat Factory. Brag about it. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS is playing Santa again with the U.S. Marines for the 2011 Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Join us on Friday, December 9th at Plaza Frontenac, where KTRS personalities will broadcast live from 9 to 3 p.m. Light up the life of a needy child by dropping off your new unwrapped Toys for Tots donation at one of our drop boxes at Plaza Frontenac during the broadcast. The Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive is brought to you by Income Planners of America, your retirement income specialist. Call Mark Allen at 314-454-9700. And by Heidi Sewing Machine Shop. Heidi for quality machines, fabric, and fun. Happy holidays from the Big 550 KTRS.
Since most accidents in the home happen on the stairs, it's important to know that your stairs are safe and up to today's codes.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
So many of the homes have wood balusters. In fact, most homes have wood balusters. And by changing out those wood balusters, it makes it a safer balustrade for one, but it really improves the look of the home. It's just a dramatic change.
Thomas Stairs, St. Louis's original baluster replacement system, can make your home a safer place. Updating it to conform with today's building codes.
We think out of the box. We try and come up with new and innovative ways of building stairs. And not just building stairs, but since we're doing so much more in existing homes, of how to work in people's homes without causing them a mess and a hassle.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com.
Stairs are all we do.
At Assisted Recovery Centers of America, lives are changed every day.
For about 30 years, I ran a very successful business. Toward the tail end of it, it was a bit of a blow to my ego and everything else, and alcohol seemed to make it feel a lot better. It got to be too good a friend, and it started affecting my personal life, my social life, and everybody except me could see that this was going to have a very, very bad ending. I went in a skeptic and came out a believer. The combination of the medications and the emotional support that you're given both through private counseling and through group sessions allowed me to break this addiction.
Break the grip of drug and alcohol addiction. Discover the amazingly effective combination of anti-craving medications and counseling treatment at Assisted Recovery Centers. Make the confidential call now at 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840. Assisted Recovery Centers of America. The time is now.
Hi, I'm Paul Berner, owner of Amazing Siding and Windows with an amazing offer. $99 windows. That's right. This month, we're offering our energy-efficient Amazing Windows for $99 each with the purchase of our Amazing Plank Acrylic Insulated Siding System. With the cold weather approaching, now is the time to winterize your home. Take advantage of our $99 window offer, beautify the exterior of your home with our Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding, and really reduce those heating and cooling bills. Go to our website and download the 12 tips you should know before hiring a home improvement contractor. Call Amazing Siding today for your free estimate, 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800. Or online at AmazingSidingSTL.com.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again. Never.
Minimum siding purchase required. Some window restrictions apply. Previous offers excluded. See website for details.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. Well, it's fall and the moles are active in your lawn. If you have moles in your lawn, you know exactly what I mean. Stop by Schnars and pick up Tomcat Mole Killer. Tomcat Mole Killer is a bait designed to look and taste just like an earthworm, the primary food source for moles. Mmm, yummy. Careful treatment of your lawn can reduce the mole population to acceptable levels. Come to Schnars, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, and to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman, KTRS legal analyst and Wednesday's Carousel of Co-Hosts co-host on the Showgram with JC and Trish, asking you to join me Saturdays at 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS for my own show, Night Court, where we discuss today's hottest legal topics in a totally different way. That's Night Court, Saturdays at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS. Night Court, because you can't really make fun of the legal system until you understand it.
A one-pound T-bone steak with fries. It's just $9.99. Tonight only at Iacovelli's in Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Enjoy a delicious one-pound T-bone steak and fries. Just $9.99 tonight only at Iacovelli's Restaurant in Florissant. Online at Iacovelli's.com.
Attention players. Casino Queen now has $2 blackjack and 25-cent roulette. Plus the loosest slots in the country. Have more fun at Casino Queen. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Game subject to availability.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms from competitions to firearm safety.
They played the crap out of this song when it first came out. Santana and, don't tell me, Rob Thomas, right?
Yes.
Matchbox 20? Look at that. See, I know a few things.
You're
Big
smart.
550 KTRS, 969 KTRS, toll free, 888-550 KTRS. We'll do our Friday trivia coming up a little bit after 5 o'clock. If you look at my website, which is billradio.com, there's a tab on there, and it says snapshots. And I try every day, or at least every couple of days, to put up some interesting photographs, something kind of funny or something I've discovered on the Internet. Today's, if you look at billradio.com, there is a picture of the world's biggest insect. I just showed a photograph of this to Eon the Peon. In the picture, you see this gigantic insect. He's eating a carrot. That's how big the insect is. He can eat a carrot.
What is it?
It's called a giant weta. W-E-T-A. A giant weta.
Looks kind of like a giant grasshopper, maybe?
It's a giant cricket-like insect. It's also the largest insect in the world. It's as heavy as 3 mice and even bigger than a few birds.
Eat.
Let's see. The wingspan is about 7 inches, so it'll fit there on your hand.
There you go.
There you go. That's what it looks
like.
Oh,
okay. Wow.
Oh, a little
big.
Over your hand.
Yeah.
Well, you got tiny hands.
Yeah. Well. I don't understand what is it the amount of legs that the creature would have that would make it an insect? The fact that it flies? I mean, what's the...
Grasshoppers can kind of fly.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah.
Grasshopper?
Oh, yeah, sure. Have you ever seen them jump from
clearly
something to something?
Clearly I haven't.
Oh, yeah. I think that it's something on the legs. Maybe they're not really giant wings like a dragonfly or something. But
right. The giant weta. Let's hope you don't have a bunch of those flying around your house, because this thing is mammoth. That would scare the crap out of you. Dan gave this to me, and this is to make up for the blonde joke he told earlier.
Oh.
And I'm going to share a few of these with you before we have to break for the top of the hour. Why men are seldom depressed. I'm not going to speak for every man.
So why we're not that depressed.
Right. Men, I think, overall have it pretty good. Wouldn't you agree with that? Tina, you'd probably agree.
I think women have it better.
Really? You think women have it better? Well, I'll share a few of these with you. This is from Dan Strauss, so give him credit where credit is due. Men are just happier people. All right, so here are some of the things.
That's not a thing on the list?
Men are
just happier people?
No, that should
be on the list.
That's the title here. Your last name stays put. Your last name stays put. The garage is all yours. Wedding plans just take care of themselves. You can be president. I guess we shouldn't have that one on the list, probably.
No.
None of those are true.
You can never be pregnant.
That is true.
Car mechanics tell you the truth?
No.
No?
I disagree with that.
Really?
More so than
I think,
women.
I definitely think mechanics can pick up on a guy that has no idea what he's doing.
Like they can
the
pick
hood.
Up on you?
Yes. Yes. I walk in with a big giant sucker.
Yeah, but now that you got those glasses on.
Yeah,
that's going to make it even worse.
They're going to think you just rebuilt your transmission.
You can wear no shirt to a water park.
Some guys.
Some
well, yeah. Wedding dress costs $5,000. A tux rental costs $100.
Yeah.
People never stare at your chest when you're talking to them.
Phone conversations are over in 30 seconds flat. 5-day vacation only requires one suitcase. And that's the truth, I think, for most people.
Yeah.
You can open all your own jars.
Sometimes.
Your underwear is $8.95 for a 3-pack. three pair of shoes are more than enough. I would agree with that. I think I have 5 pairs of shoes. How many pairs of shoes do you have, Tina? Be honest.
Well, I have a ton of flip-flops.
I don't know.
Otherwise.
I don't know if that really counts, but I okay.
Yeah.
So how many?
I don't know. 6, 7?
Well, that's not very many.
No, it's not.
I think most women have a
like 30
pairs. But pair I have about 15 pairs of flip-flops.
What about purses? How many purses do you have?
I've carried this purse almost every day for 2 years.
Well, so you're not like the typical.
Tina's a good catch.
Yeah, no kidding. What the heck?
All those other women.
What the heck? No wonder you don't agree with this. You can do your nails with a pocket knife. all right. I'll post some of these up on the website later. Let's talk to Fred, who's been patiently holding. Fred, good afternoon.
Hello. I'm just curious. I'm new to the internet, and Peon always says something to go on. Facebook?
Our Facebook page, yes. Or have you found Facebook yet?
Yes.
Okay, so you've logged in and made a profile and everything?
Yes.
All right, if you just, the easiest way to get to it, if in the address bar right up top, you can just put facebook.com/AM in the PM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that'll go right to our page, then you can click like, and all the stuff will open up there. All the stuff we talk about on the page is, you can just keep scrolling down, it's all there.
All right.
Sound good?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome,
good
Fred.
Good luck, Fred.
Okay.
Oh, Fred has discovered the internet.
Well, yeah, we forget people that I'm sure every day we talk about Facebook, and different people discover it every day, and it's kind of confusing.
All right. I have to break, but I'm going to give Brad. He's got 30 seconds. I'm starting the clock right now. Brad, what you got for us?
My wife had 300 pair of shoes.
Wow, 300.
I had some workers doing some repair in the house, and during their lunch break, they counted them, and they told me. And on the bill, they wrote Brad and Imelda, and then the last name.
Imelda.
All right, thank you, Brad.
We're sorry, Brad.
All right. My goodness, 300. All right, we have to take a break. We'll be back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Well, we just flew over Highway 70 westbound out in St. Charles County. You've got a brief slowdown 70 westbound right at Zumbull. Then your stop and go from 370 out to T.R. Hughes. Westbound Highway 40, looking at it out in the valley now. Looks like you start to slow down right after the Boone's Crossing overpass all the way out to the Boone Bridge. You do have those normal slow pockets headed out of the city, westbound 40, between the Science Center, McCausland, then again, Lindbergh area, Lindbergh to Spady, out to Mason. 270 southbound, pockets of heavy traffic now, Ladue, down to Doherty Ferry. Also some heavy traffic up towards Page in that stretch between Page and Ladue. So 270 eastbound, heavy between Lindbergh now, between there and New Florissant. Southbound on Lindbergh at McDonald, still working with that accident. The three left lanes blocked there. The two northbound left lanes blocked as well. Lindbergh at McDonald. Slow going on 170 southbound Del Mar down to Brentwood. Eastbound Highway 40, you're running right up to the bridge, the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound Highway 70, you start to slow now at Adelaide in the 10th. And in that stretch in there, you've got a crash now reported eastbound 70 at Grand. This update brought to you by the Burlington Coat Factory. It's cold outside, so come into Burlington today for great warm winter coats at incredibly low prices. Nobody has more coats and more brands than Burlington Coat Factory. Brag about it. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd of the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Roscova Vodka and the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're Hooters Girls.
We want to talk to you about an epidemic sweeping the country.
It can strike at any time.
Without warning.
Without pity.
It could happen to you.
Or a friend.
Or the friend of a friend.
Or the friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, that's enough. I think they get it.
Right.
We're talking about
chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Not just any wings.
Bad wings.
Not good wings.
Wings served by restaurants that wish they were Hooters.
But sadly, are not.
Hooters has been serving our nearly world-famous chicken wings
since 1983.
1983? That's a long time.
Don't let bad wings happen to good people.
Trust the original.
Trust Hooters.
Hooters Nearly World Famous Wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
Station promo.
Got that?
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search The Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
Very psychedelic, baby.
The Big 550, KTRS.
Merry your shopping this holiday season starts at Plaza Frontenac. Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, BCBG, Max Ezria, Elang Elang Fine Jewelry, Crew Cuts, Flemings, and Gift Wrap with Nurses for Newborns this holiday season. Plaza Frontenac, it's where to be merry.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
The co-founder and executive editor of RealClearPolitics.com, Thomas Bevan. Welcome, Big 550 KTRS.
Great to be here, McGraw. Thank you.
Weekday mornings at 6.
A lot of people say that President Obama's numbers are so bad, there's no way he gets reelected.
The Big 550.
I mean, what's interesting is you look at the individuals polling in these states, President Obama is underwater on his job approval, he's underwater with independents, and yet he's running even or slightly ahead of the Republican field.
KTRS.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that...